Guys, welcome sa Grody Podcast, and kasama niyo naman ako, syempre, si Matthew. Yung music na yan is from Jam and Jeff sa YouTube, no? So kung gusto niyo i-check out yung cover nila nung kanta ng parokya ni Edgar na Pinamagatang Halaga, then you are free to check out their YouTube channel. Magkakasama na naman tayo tonight, and I'm so happy dahil this is another night of learning, another night of thinking about life, another night of coming together and just enjoying the fun of really being honest with each other and being honest with ourselves. Kaya eto na, wag na nating papatagalin dahil ang topic natin today ay isang napaka-importanting topic for anyone that would really like to grow in life. Kung gusto mong lumago ka sa buhay mo, gusto mo na maging strong ka, gusto mo na maging mature ka, we'll be talking about something really, really useful sa ganyang goal mo sa buhay. Pero bago yan, tatawagin ko muna syempre yung magiging kasama na natin palagi, no, yung partner ko na si MM. MM, nasan ka na ba, bro?
Woo! Yeah, hi!
Stop!
Grabe, sakit naman nung kanta kanina.
Sakit, no? Gusto mo ba yung...
Isa pa lang?
Diba, no? Yung mga ganong music, talagang tagus yun, bro. Eh.
Alam mo na kagad yung mga nangyayari.
Nakarelate ka ba, ha?
Oo, grabe. Pati pa ako nakaget over sa last week's episode. Tapos ngayon, may bagger. Grabe.
Oo nga. Oo. Yung episode natin last time, it was really a blessed episode. Mm-hmm. And na-appreciate true natin, syempre yung ating good friend. Yes. Na si Jana na sumama sa atin.
In fact, si Jana, ako nanonood
ka. Is watching us and listening right now. And syempre, no, Em, gusto rin nating batiin yung mga friends natin, yung mga regular listeners natin, yung mga sharers natin dyan. Guys, welcome again sa isa na namang episode ng Grow Deep Podcast. Yan tayo. Okay? So, without further ado, we wanna tell you about who we are going to be with tonight. Meron tayong kasama na very wonderful people tonight na magiging resource speakers natin for our topic, no? Em, ano bang topic natin today? Pwede mo bang isummarize yan, bro?
Ang topic natin today ay isang napakahirap na topic. Ang topic natin ay tungkol sa self-worth. Grabe, yun pa lang talaga, sa words pa lang na yun, sobrang hirap na. Self-worth and everything about it.
Yan, tama ka dyan, no? Kasi ano, napaka-importante ng malaman yung mga ganyan. At syempre, tayong dalawa, although we can talk about it, we wanna ask people who really know something about self-worth. Yes. Kaya ang inimbita natin tonight ay isang couple. They are both counselors, no? They're also radio and TV hosts. And Em, alam mo ba, they also started a podcast, no? Yung podcast nila, napakaganda. Cool. Yeah.
Podcasters
Together Podcast, and if you have time later on, no, they will be able to tell us more about their podcast. And guys, if you have time, check their podcast out and make sure that you give them a listen dahil marami rin kayong matututunan from them. Tawagin natin sila si Kuya Ken at si Ate Benny Guillermo.
Don, hello po. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening!
What? Magandang gabi sa lahat ng taga-subaybay at nanonood ng Grow Deep, no? Isa kami, no? Isa kaming mag-asawa sa mga talagang sumusubaybay sa Grow Deep, no? Marami na kaming napanood at napakinggan sa mga episodes ni Direk Matt, no? And thank you sa opportunity na ito na ipinagkaloob ninyo, Direk.
Salamat, hey, AM! Hey, Direk!
Hello po!
What's up, people of the internet? Thank you for having us tonight!
Yes! We're very happy na kasama namin kayo, Kuya Ken and Ate Benny, para pag-usapan natin yung self-worth. Gusto naming maintindihan, gusto naming ma-rediscover ang self-worth. Dahil isa ito sa naniniwala kami dito sa Grow Deep Podcast, napaka-importante na malaman ng mga tao. Yes. Pero bago yan, no, we just wanna define kung sino ba ang kausap natin sa mga episode na to, no? So, M, para sa'yo, sinong kausap natin sa episode na to tonight?
Para sa akin, ang mga kausap natin, yung mga taong siguro may mga pinagdaanan in the past that caused them to be shy to the point na parang wini-withhold na nila lahat ng meron sila from the people around them dahil sa isang incident or multiple incidents that made them in a way traumatized or in a way affected talaga na talagang makikita mo sa buhay nila na they really need more loving and caring para sa akin sila yun.
Maganda yung sinabi mo, no? And sa tingin ko, no, ang kausap din natin dito ay yung mga tao na nagkaroon na ng doubt sa sarili before. Mm. At yung nahirapang mag-move on dahil sa mga naranasan nila, gaya nga ng sabi mo. Pero Kuya Ken and Ate Benny, sino ba yung magandang makausap sa ganitong issue, sa ganitong episode? Who are we talking to?
Mm. Maganda, direct, no? Ako on my perspective, no? Sa perspektibo ko, napansin ko na maraming na idudulot ang mababa o mataas na self-worth para sa isang individual, no? At alam mo, you direct, no, before you launch into marriage or into a romantic relationship or a family relationship, kapag may diferensya tayo sa self-worth, no, bit-bit natin ito, papasok sa bagong relationship, sa bagong season ng buhay natin. Siguro for me, ang mahalaga na makapakinig sa atin ngayon ay yung mga taong nasa pre-launching, no? Yung launching kasi, they are already launched in the marriage, no? So may damage sila na bit-bit, no? Mas mabigat na yung kanilang baon sa buhay. Yung mga nasa pre-launching, no? Yung mga bago ikasal, yan, no?
Yan.
Yung mga taong nagsa-soul search, no? Yung hinahanap nila yung kanilang sarili. Mahalaga na bago sila mag-enter into a more serious into a family relationship, maganda na buuin na nila yung kanilang self-worth, no? Maintindihan na nila ang kahulugan at ang impact nito sa buhay nila.
Ay, ikaw. Napakaganda niyan, no?
True. Napakaganda talaga, Direk Matt. Okay.
Sige, ate. Go.
At sa aking perspective naman, I feel like this episode is for anybody who feels limited by the pandemic. And right. Who it has the tendency now to equate yung identity nila doon sa mga nakikita nila in their screens or on their screens and doon sa tiny box that is called the cell phone. So anybody who feels like questioning their worth because mas limited yung expression nila of their individuality, I think they can benefit greatly from tonight's episode of Grow Deep.
Yan. At syempre, no, ako naman sa pula ko doon kasi marami rin akong mga plano sa buhay. Alam mo yun? Na gusto nang mangyari sa mga sinabi ni Kuya Ken. And definitely, no, the reason why we really want to talk about this is I think we know what it's like. You know, we know what it's like to suffer and struggle with very low self-worth. Yung ganyan na parang feeling mo stuck ka talaga sa buhay. Parang nasagot na rin natin actually yung tanong na bakit ba napaka-importanting pag-usapan ito. Kuya Ken and Ate Benny, could you clarify para sa ating mga nakikinig, no? Ano ba talaga itong self-worth? At para kasing pareho sila ng self-esteem. Could you define for us the difference or the similarities? No? What is self-worth and is it different from self-esteem?
Yeah. We see these two words used interchangeably. Ano? Siguro the similarity is maliban sa the word self. We often, lagi tayong papasok when we think of that word. Papasok lagi sa sarili natin. Ano? But it must be clarified that there is a distinction between the two. Okay. For me, and again, depende ito sa mga konsepto rin or school of thought that would define self-worth. But for me, and I will be following the train of thought ni Erik Erikson. I mean, I guess you and I, no? Will be following that perspective. Self-worth kasi this is like a recognition that one's life is of value, is sacred, okay, and is inherently loved. It's not changing, it's permanent, that's self-worth. It cannot go higher or any lower. It's there, it does not change, it's not dependent on anything. Okay? That is self-worth. Kumbaga, Matty and M, kung ihahalin tulad natin ang self-worth, ang usapin ng self-worth sa isang quantitative research, the self-worth is an independent variable.
Uh-huh.
While the self-esteem is the dependent variable.
Okay.
Pero ano naman itong self-esteem? The self-esteem kasi ito yung mga feelings, judgments, thoughts na lumalabas sa atin every time we think of ourselves. Okay? Mm. And this self-esteem, being dependent, being a dependent variable, ito ay closely related naman sa one concept that I would like to introduce, and that is self-concept.
Okay? Self-concept.
Self-concept. So tatlong, if you will imagine three concentric circles, ano, at the core of this figure is the self-worth. Yeah, and then self-worth na maaaring ma-influensyahan ng social, na maaaring pagkuhanan or go against ng na materials by the people around you by means of social interaction, that will form part your self-concept. And then kung ano yung nabubuong self-concept sa iyo or picture of yourself, doon naman nababase ang iyong self-esteem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It Mind does, blown. It does. Pero ano, grabe no? Alam mo, M, na-realize ko na ito palang self-worth and self-esteem, related na related sila sa isa't isa. No?
True.
It, mm-hmm. Yes, direct.
And sobrang lalo.
And if I may add direct, no? Simply put, no? Tama kayo, no? Madaling mapag-interchange ito. And kahit siguro tayo, ginagamit natin ito pangkaraniwan, nagpapalit-palit, no? But coming from the perspective naman of my professor, no, isa sa mga magagaling ko na professor in school, no, ang sabi niya ganito, no, simple lang niya nilagay. Yung self-esteem is our fuel, okay, for self-worth. Ibig sabihin, yung worth natin, self-worth, hindi naman ito nababago eh. Ibig sabihin, gaya ng sinabi ni Ate Benny, no, marunong ka magluto, kahit mababa yung self-esteem mo, marunong ka pa rin magluto. Kung marunong ka mag-gitara, kahit mababa yung self-esteem mo, marunong ka pa rin mag-gitara. Pero hindi mo ito nagagawa kapag ka mababa ang fuel mo, which is called self-esteem. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yung self-esteem, these are the fuel that boost you to do this, to do things. Diba? Ito yung nag-encourage sa'yo. Kumbaga, ito yung pwedeng mabago. Okay? Kagaya ng sinasabi ni Benny kanina. Pero yung self-worth, ito yung naturally ikaw. No? Mm-hmm. Hindi ito dependent sa tingin ng ibang tao. Hindi ito dependent sa tingin ng inyong kaibigan. No? Pero, again, it will be greatly affected by the self-esteem. No? Hindi mo na ma-project yung ginagawa mo kasi mababa yung self-esteem mo. Mm-hmm. So, nag-correlate din sila in such a way. No? So, self-esteem, simply put, is the fuel to project self-worth.
Maraming salamat, Kuya. Actually, no, naisip ko na ang dami-daming mga reason para yung mga tao ay magkaroon ng mababang self-esteem because of what's happening right now. Yes. And sa mga listeners natin ngayon, no, guys, baka may naisip kayo, sa tingin nyo, ano ba yung mga reason kung bakit nagkakaroon ng low self-worth or self-esteem yung mga tao nowadays sa pandemic? Gaya nga ng sabi ni Ate Benny kanina, kausap din natin dito, lahat ng tao na apektado ng pandemic, and that's all of us. If ikaw, no, or someone that you know ay nag-struggle with self-esteem because of something that happened dito sa pandemic, feel free to comment that reason. And we'd love to hear from you, no? Mm-hmm. Ikaw, ano masasabi mo?
Grabe, sobrang mind-blown ako dun sa concept ng self-concept, self-esteem, and self-worth. Kasi most times, even before the pandemic, we can see due to the advent of technology, parang ang nangyayari is dahil nga may internet, sobrang bilis na or sobrang connected na ng mga tao through their cellphones. And parang ang lakas talaga maka-affect ng self-esteem nung social media. Sobrang... Right. Grabe, mind blown. Ang ganda yun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The social media actually is another source of materials for the formation of our self-concept. Diba? Just to review yung self-concept natin, ito ay binubuo ng mga materials na nakukuha natin from the people around us. So for example, naririnig mo sa nung bata ka pa or mula sa nanay mo na gaga ka or ano ba yan, ang engot mo. Yung material na yan, nagiging parte yan ng iyong self-concept. Okay, so the self-concept that you get from the people around you could either reinforce your self-worth or contradict the self-worth. Okay, pero either or regardless, hindi nagbabago ang self-worth mo. Yun nga lang, kung ano ang papahintulutan mong mabuo dito sa self-concept mo or your picture, mental picture of yourself, makaka-apekto yun greatly or directly sa iyong self-esteem. And so, this is such a sad reality now because limited ang ating activities, ang expression ng ating individuality, limited na nga lang tayo sa online interaction, feeling natin, doon natin kinukuha lahat. Yung social media na yan, yan ang nagiging source of our self-concept materials or majority. Ano? So, very relevant talaga itong mapag-usapan ngayon, Grow Deep Team.
Correct. True. Thank you, Ate. M.
Okay. Thank you po, Ate Benny. Thank you po sa pag-define. And pero now that we've clearly defined the difference ng self-esteem, self-worth, and self-concept, I'm sure all of our viewers are asking then, ano po ba yung itsura? What does a healthy self-worth look like pag nasa totoong buhay po?
Mm-hmm. You have something you want to say that?
Sige, no. Ito din ay from the school, no, na pinanggalingan ko. Simple lang ang kanilang mga paglalathala ng ang mga definitions, no. Ang sabi ng aking professor, and I believe, no, na in the counseling room, ito rin yung mga na-exhibit, no. Mm-hmm. If the person first is able to give, no, nakakapagbigay siya, no, na nakakapagbigay siya ng kanyang time, ng kanyang resources, pangalawang bagay daw ay nakakapag-contribute siya, okay? Sa isang team, meron siyang naibibigay, meron siyang nailalatag, no? And then this person is able to build, no? Nakaka-build siya ng maayos na relasyon, nakaka-build siya ng intimacy with other people, di po ba? So ibig sabihin, kapag present ito, ito yung senyales na ang isang tao ay mataas ang kanyang self-worth or mataas ang kanyang self-esteem kapag ka meron siyang kayang ibigay, if he can give, if he can contribute, and if he can build, no? Mm-hmm. Itong tatlong bagay na ito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I may just add, M and Direct Matt, at sa lahat ng mga listeners natin, ano, I feel like with that question, parang ano ba itsura ng merong healthy self-worth? I feel like that's a bit redundant, ano? Kasi when we listen to the word self-worth, nasa optimal stage siya eh. Nandun siya. But if we're gonna follow that thought, siguro ang makikita natin, someone who has a healthy self-worth is someone who has discovered that worth. Na regardless of what he can do or kung ano man yung kukulangan niya, yung worth na yon intact yun sa kanya. And how will this translate into action? Definitely hindi yung magiging narcissistic tayo. Huwag naman gano'n na parang I'm the best among the rest. Grabe yung worth ko. Hindi ka deserving. No. No, it's not like that. Remember that I would like to introduce a Christian jargon here, but in the house of God, the floor is level. Lahat tayo equal. Yeah. Alam mo yon? So a person who has healthy self-worth has a discovered worth, and that person will be able, ano, to help other people, gaya naman sa sinasabi ni Kuya Ken, to help other people discover that worth as well. Mm-hmm. And embrace that worth as well. So hindi ito pataasan na ng ihe, pagbigatan na ng worth, diba? Right. It's just basically helping, using yourself to be of help din sa tao na naghahanap pa ng kanyang worth.
Mm-hmm. Alam mo, Kuya and Ate, sobrang ganda niyang pagkaka-explain yun na yan. Kasi that's actually one thing that we really want to see na mangyayari sa podcast as we listen, no? Malalaman natin na kaya pala tayo ganito kasi meron din tayong pwedeng ibigay sa iba, no? Mm-hmm. Sabi ng listeners natin, sabi ni Miss Apple, when we compare what we are able to do with what others are projecting in social media, kahit na hindi naman dapat magpa-apekto, minsan hindi sinasadya na ma-feel na low ka kapag mas madami nang na-achieve yung ibang kilala mo. So dahil daw doon, bumababa yung self-esteem at siguro yung sense of self-worth ng iba. Mm-hmm. Sabi naman ni Angelica, we're mostly hiding our flaws sa social media, kaya there would be misconceptions about personalities. It gives also a lot of people a chance to comment something about you kahit di ka naman masyadong kilala. Okay? So it affects us in a way. And tama po sila, no? Siguro itong mga binanggit nila ay pwedeng makategorize as reasons kung bakit ba nagkakaroon ng self-worth. And yun po siguro yung gusto naming itanong na sunod. Ano man nagkukos sa isang tao na magkaroon ng low self-esteem or self-worth? Ganyan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So if a person with a healthy self-worth means a discovered self-worth, the opposite naman doon is that maaring natubunan yung discovery of that worth with layers of negative materials or negative inputs about oneself, ano? So that would definitely cause low self-concept and then consequently magkakaroon din ng negative self-esteem. Everything is a work of projection. Are you familiar with that? Everything is a work of projection. Projection is an ego defense mechanism. Yeah. So anytime na I feel like I'm insecure, unang kita pa lang natin, ipapakita ko na sa'yo, ipaparamdam ko na sa'yo tong insecurity na to. How do I do that? By projecting it. By projecting that I am better than you. You know that. So I always say this sa aking mga counseling na, every time there is a part of ourselves that we do not embrace, we project it onto other people. Mm-hmm. Okay? Every time we feel like we are insecure about ourselves, we make other people feel that way too. Okay? So, meron ba kayong mga experience, Direct Matt, na first time mo palang makita, pero parang hangin na, hangin, to make you feel that wala ka. Wala ka sa akin.
Actually, I do have a lot of experiences like that. And yung nagbigay ka ng example, ate, nakatulong yun. Kasi naiintindihan ko na, oo nga, pag sinabing projection, hindi mo pinoproject yung image. Ang pinoproject mo din, yung nararamdaman mo. Mm. So, kung feeling mo insecure ka, gusto mo na ma-feel din ng iba na nai-insecure sila ka. Sa'yo by projecting something that you are not. Parang ganyan, no? So, right. Parang ito yung sasabi. Alala ko lang lagi ngayon yung word na mapagpanggap. Pagka
overcompensation.
Oo, parang overcompensation
right.
nga.
Right. Diba? Yeah, and compensation is another defense mechanism, diba? So nag-overlap siya with projection. And these things are called defense mechanism because it serves to defend us from something. And that something is the potent emotion of fear and pain. Ooh. Fear and painful recognition that, oh my gosh, I feel really low about myself.
Oo nga.
So, instead of allowing it to permeate our emotion, hindi, maproject ko na lang. Mas wala ka kaysa sa akin.
Oo nga.
Grabe.
To be honest, no, ate, I've recognized some points in my life na ganyan din yung parang nangyayari sa akin. Ako naman yung nagpo-project. Dahil sa mga insecurity ko, dahil sa mga alam kong kulang ako, dahil sa mga alam kong broken ako, pinapakita ko sa iba na parang, hindi ako yan, ako to, parang gano'n. Mm. So, it's something na, it's so good that you pointed that out. And maganda rin siguro malaman, no? Sa mga listeners natin ngayon, guys, yung mga nagko-comment sa atin na natutuwa sila, sabi nila, it's so true, on point, that was an interesting point.
Sobra, tagus.
Ibig sabihin yan, maganda.
Em, sobra.
Sapul ka ba, Em?
Okay.
Grabe.
If at all, no, guys, ang gusto nating mangyari dito, kaya natin 'to pinag-uusapan para ma-examine din natin yung mga puso natin at makita din natin na meron pa tayong ilalalim, meron pa tayong ilalago, may i-grow pa tayo, kumbaga, kaya nga Grow Deep Podcast, 'di ba? Na we really want people to think. Tayo, guys, isipin natin kung ito ba, totoo ba 'to sa atin. Yan.
Right.
So, maraming salamat dyan, Ate Benny. Sa listeners natin ngayon, guys, if you want to ask something, maybe meron kayong thought na biglang pumasok sa isip nyo habang nakikinig kayo, why don't you just feel free to ask something dun sa ating comment section and we will try our best for Kuya Ken and Ate Benny to answer your questions later on. Okay? So, MM, ikaw na.
Kuya Ken, Ate Benny, sobrang, dahil naman na i-define naman natin as self-worth is something that is already discovered, kagaya nga po sabi nyo kanina, paano naman, for example, for someone who can't seem to discover yung self-worth niya, how do we help someone to find their self-worth?
That's a very good question.
Siguro, I'll start, no? These are just basic things that we can do for a friend, no? Makita mo yung high school friend mo, gaya nung sinabi ni Ate Benny kanina, no? Commonly, tayong mga laking barkada, kapag nakakita tayo ng mayabang, ang nakikita natin dito, masyadong mataas, no? Akala natin mataas yung self-esteem nitong taong ito. But the truth is, no? That's how low, no? Yung na-mention ni Benny kanina, this person is just trying to project, no? Kung ano yung gusto niyang mangyari, no? But anyway, for us, no? Basically, para magkaroon tayo ng, kunyari, yung kaibigan natin, ka-church natin, or yung ating kaklase, paano natin siya matutulungan kapag ka meron siyang mababang self-worth, no, or self-esteem, no? Tatlong A lang po ito, no? Number one, napakahalaga ng acceptance, no? Dahil yung mundo po natin, distorted na yung view sa what's right and what's wrong, hindi po ba? Yung social media na natin ang nagde-define kung who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, hindi po ba? So, kailangan for our friend, for our family member na mababa ang kanyang self-esteem or self-worth, number one po dyan yung acceptance. We accept that person for who he is, for who she is, Iba-iba tayo ng storya. Hindi porket wala akong negosyo, eh mas magaling ka. Hindi porket mas may kotse ka at ako ay wala, eh mas may purpose yung iyong buhay. No? Accept natin yung ating kaibigan. Pangalawa is affirm. No? I-affirm natin yung ating mga kaibigan doon sa mga pagkakataon na nakikita natin na dito niya na ilalabas yung kanyang potential. Diba? Number one is accept. Number two is affirm. And number three is aspire with them. Ibig sabihin ng aspire, eh, para mag-build natin yung self-esteem ng isang tao, in that sense, ma-trigger o mapalabas yung kanyang self-worth, eh, mag-aspire tayo with them. Hindi yung simula pa lang ng kanyang story, inire-reject mo na. Ano ba yung pangarap mo? Mag-autoload. Eh, hindi mo nga napakita dati yung lending. Hindi po ba? Yung aspiration is to aspire with them, to dream with them, di ba? Ah, talaga, sa tingin ko, magagawa mo yan. Sa tingin ko, kaya mo yan. Ba't hindi kita ipakilala sa kaibigan kong ganito, no? So that's very practical things na pwede nating gampanan upang yung ating makakakilala ay kahit pa paano, the hope is ma-boost yung kanilang self-esteem. Mm-hmm.
Right. Ako naman, if we are to put a word, ano, that can tie all three, I would like to use the word love. Messenger of love.
Sobra.
I believe that love is the movement. Swap. always, ano. Love kasi grabe yung ano niya, grabe yung capacity niya to be a light bearer sa mga deepest parts of our soul. And if that friend, ano, if ikaw na friend has already learned to accept that love, that you are made by love, for love, and in love by the maker of love himself, again, hindi tayo narcissistic, natitigil lang dito, ito sa sarili natin. Mm-hmm. We're gonna actually use that light to reflect, no, yung love na yan. And I feel like doon sa 3A na shinare ni Kuya Ken, may that be motivated by love alone.
Right. That's so powerful. So, accept, affirm, and aspire. Guys, ha? Tandaan niyo yan, ha? Yung accept, affirm, and aspire. While I was listening to you kanina, Kuya, na-realize ko na yung mga sinabi mo, yung mga binanggit mo, tsaka si Ate Benny, yung sinabi mo, Ate Benny, na love, no? These things are so rare nowadays. Kaya, importante talaga na ma-practice at maibigay din natin tong mga bagay na to sa mga tao na alam natin na nangailangan. Minsan kasi, no, ang tendency natin kapag nakakita tayo ng mayabang, pag nakakita tayo ng maldita,
yes,
the tendency is to immediately reject them and just distance ourselves from them. Naalala ko one book I read, ang sabi niya, ang tunay na ginagawa ng pagmamahal, imbis na lumayo, ay lumapit sa isang tao. And
absolutely,
I think that's a powerful force. And it's very countercultural, actually. Panahon natin ngayon,
true,
kapag ka merong mga ganyang nangyayari, the culture will dictate, cancel natin sila. Huwag na natin silang tangkilikin. Huwag na natin silang
magagalan
yung nagiging ano ng society.
Correct.
Pero dito sa Grow Deep Podcast, guys, yung value natin ay nandun, nakapaloob sa mga sinabi ni Kuya Ken at saka ni Ate Benny. Yung pagmamahal, yung pag-accept, yung paniniwala dun sa tao na maaaring kailangan talaga ng tulong natin. Pero minsan, di ba Kuya Ken and Ate Benny, minsan, tayo mismo naman yung nalalagay sa kadiliman. Tayo yung nadadown, no? And ang buhay nga, sabi nila, no? Ang buhay parang gulong lang yan. Minsan you're up, minsan you're down, di ba? Ganun talaga eh. Ano naman po ang payo nyo? What can you say to people who might be in that pit right now? A pit of low self-value, low self-esteem. Maaring yung mga inisip nila, bakit ba ako nandito sa mundong to? Wala naman akong kwenta. Sabi ng mga kaibigan ko, wala na ka-appreciate sa akin, ganyan-ganyan. How does a person increase yung self-worth niya sa ganitong klaseng journey in life?
Yeah. That's a very good question, Direk Matt, ano? And gusto ko rin, no, siguro sisimulan ko doon, Direk Matt, doon sa sinabi mong linya about ang totoong pagmamahal. Ang totoong pagmamahal ay hindi nagpapalayo, kundi nagpapalapit. Is that right? Yeah.
Right.
Nagpapalapit.
Yes.
And if I may add, Direk Matt, hindi lang siya nagpapalapit, kundi nagpapalalim din.
Yun!
Okay?
Grabe. Kaya kung napakaganda ng title niyo.
Brody.
Nagpapalalim siya. Oo. And I wanna say that, you know, to answer that question, kung ano naman ang gagawin kapag tayo ang nasa pit Ano? So every time, again, remember, everything is a work of projection. Everything that you admire sa isang tao coming from a place of darkness and you feel like, ay, ang ganda ng ginagawa niya, ay, buti pa siya, ganito, ganyan. Every time you do that, it is a work of projection. Could it be that yung nakikita mo doon sa taong yan is a part of yourself that you haven't learned to embrace?
Oh.
Okay? So every time you feel that way na parang, ay, buti pa siya, may magandang nangyayari sa buhay niya, ay, buti pa siya, ang galing-galing niya kumanta, ay, buti pa siya, I don't know, meron siyang magandang buhay pamilya, okay? That is a call for you to go deep within you. Na parang, hold on, am I rejecting a part of myself? And if I am rejecting a big part of myself na kinakausap nung nakikita ko doon sa ibang tao, then the good question is, how can I learn to start my process of accepting that part of myself? Right. Perhaps healing? How do I begin healing that part of myself? How do I begin integrating that part of myself? Baka sa self-concept materials ko, parte doon, ang pangit ng boses mo. Pero hindi naman pala, di ba? So, could I begin the process of accepting that part of myself na baka naman talaga maganda boses ko, hindi lang maganda dun sa nanay ko. Things like that. So, with that awareness na yung worth natin is inheres in love, love should make us wanna go deeper down our soul. Anong parte ng sarili ko ang kinakagalit ko ngayon?
Right.
And how can I address that? So, I feel like that's the preliminary step.
Wow.
Go and deep down with it. Preliminary step pa lang, dere.
Oh,
pala.
Actually, alam mo ate, parang preliminary pa lang yun, pero na-feel ko na parang nasagot na yung mga ibang question ng puso ko bigla.
Same.
And I'm sure, no, yung mga nakikinig sa atin, no, actually, sabi ni Angelica, whoa, again, no? So, and these are things that doesn't really come naturally to someone, you know? Iniisip mo na, parang naiinggit ka dahil naiinggit ka lang. Pero actually, inggit, yung mga ganyan naiisip mo, it tells you something about your relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth, parang, it's worth exploring. It's worth growing deeper into that. No?
Yeah.
It's worth... pasok, bro. Pasok na pasok yung title. Alam ko may gustong i-add si Kuya Ken, pero gusto ko lang sabihin na sometimes takot tayo dun. Takot tayong pasukin yung sarili nating thoughts. Pero based on what you said, ate, no, dun pala natin pwedeng mahanap yung self-acceptance, yung pagsisimula ng self-worth na gusto nating makamit. Yan. Kuya Ken, mag-a-add ka.
Oh, sige. No, very quick lang. No? Siguro to add to what Ben is saying a while ago, no, we have to understand direct math, no, and iman. No? We have to understand that most of the time, the presenting problem, no, 97% of the time, the presenting problem is not the real problem. Di po ba? Ibig sabihin, yung pinipresenta ng tao na mayabang, kailangan maintindihan mo na hindi ito talaga yung problema. Meron pang mas malalim. In the same way na tayo mismo may pinipresent sa ibang tao, di ba, na ito yung addictive behavior natin, ito yung yabang na meron tayo, hindi talaga yan yung problema. There's a wound underneath that layer, di ba, na kailangan natin ma-identify, no? In that sense, ang hirap kasing bumangon direct kapag pagka mabigat, eh, di ba? Right. So we have to identify first kung ano ba yung mga burden na meron ako in my childhood, ano ba yung bit-bit ko in my ancient emotions tung ako ay bata, no? Kasi chances are in the counseling room, we see this. Nakikita namin ito madalas, no, doon sa mga taong may matitinding problema, may bit-bit sila na emotions galing pa sa kanilang nakaraan. Siguro direct, no, to go directly to the question, para ma-increase natin yung self-worth natin, importante din direct na i-recalibrate natin yung heading natin, eh, di ba? Kasi marami sa atin,
heading.
Marami sa atin tinitingnan natin yung ating mga nakikita na mga artista, di ba? And then once we follow them, nakikita natin yung mga kakulangan sa atin, di ba? At ito naman ay nakakapag baba ng ating self-esteem. Siguro, let me just go to the verse of the Apostle Paul, no? Sabi ni Apostle Paul sa Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 to 24 ay ganito. To put off your old self, kasi lahat nga tayo, meron tayong mga iniidolo, meron tayong mga nililook up, which belongs to your former manner of life and incorrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness. Sa tingin ko, direct, ito na yung pinakarurok na pa pwedeng idoluhin ng tao eh, di ba? Mm-hmm. Yung kagustuhan ng Diyos na mangyari sa buhay natin. Siguro for me, kaya rin tayo nakukulangan sa ating self-worth kasi nalayo tayo doon sa dumikha din talaga sa atin ng purpose, di ba? Mm-hmm. Siguro maganda na kung i-recalibrate natin, eh balikan na natin yung manual natin, di ba? Mm-hmm. And for me, ito na yung pinakarurok. Ito na yung pinakamaganda maging mithiin ng isang tao na itong mithiin na to ang magdudulot sa atin ng mas higit na purpose and hence it will give us self-esteem, no? And self-worth.
I love it.
You want to add?
Oo, dun sa sinabi mo, Kuya Kim, parang gusto kong mag-accept eh. Parang ano eh. Pero that verse actually and what you said, Kuya Ken, brings to mind yung isang paborito kong kanta ng paborito kong theologian na si John Foreman. Ang sinasabi niya doon, how can we be ourselves if we don't know who we are? Look for the one who made us.
Wow.
It's actually good, diba? So
correct.
I feel like and you will begin to see if you look for the one who made you, ang message na imumungkahin niya sa'yo, you are so loved. There's nothing you can do that will make me love you more or love you less. I love you. Mm-hmm. Period.
Andi dito na rin sa relationship mo kay Lord, andi dito na din yung acceptance na nag-fail sa iba eh. Diba? Yeah. Andi dito na din yung affirmation na hinahanap natin, diba? Na paulit-ulit ginagawa ng Panginoon sa kanyang salita. Andi dito na rin yung pag-aspire, no? Na tinutulungan tayo ng Panginoon na mangarap ng mas maganda, ng mas maigi.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen dyan. Wala ko yung nasabi, amen. Pero alam mo, that's really, really, really true. Naalala ko palagi yung, ngayon naalala ko yung Jeremiah 29:11. Guys, no? And para sa listeners natin, no? If you feel like no one believes in you and no one loves you, sinabi ni Kuya Ken and Ate Benny na ang isa na talagang nagmamahal, naniniwala, tumatanggap sa'yo ay yung Diyos. At ang Diyos ay may plano para sa'yo. Yung plano na yon ay para sa ikabubuti mo, hindi sa ikasasama. And that's one value that we really have also as we, you know, as we move in life, as we grow, as we deepen our convictions. Sobrang ganda ng value that we walk with God and walk with other people who are treading the same path. Em, ikaw, would you like to add anything?
Grabe, parang feeling ko while co-hosting, para ako nasa seat ng mga viewers natin. Parang mas lahat ng sinasabi nila, wow, grabe, lahat yun. Same people, grabe, mind-blowing, so powerful. Yes, same. So, sobrang ganda talaga kasi with everyone really being stuck in their homes dahil sa pandemic, sobrang nakaka-cause talaga siya ng lahat ng pwedeng anxiety na pwedeng ma-feel ng isang tao. And dahil wala ka ibang choice kundi to use social media as a way of connecting with people, minsan, instead of connecting, parang na-feed po or na-amplify pa nga yung mga anxieties mo with the things that you see. Especially, for example, if you have less and there are people on social media who have more, parang instead na mas maging content ka, nagiging envious. So, grabe. Discovering your self-worth is really linked to discovering the one who made you. So, grabe.
So good.
Sobrang powerful. Galing po.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Kuya Ken, Ate Benny. We could go on, but we have to stop here. And we really appreciate yung wisdom na shinare niyo sa amin. Napakaganda. Is there any final message that you wanna leave our listeners tonight?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess kasi naglabas si Kuya Ken ng verse from the Bible eh. Baka naman isipin nila na hindi ako Christian. So I guess I'm gonna go and I just wanna reiterate ano. Minsan kaya tayo nasa pit. Minsan kaya tayo feeling natin walang napupunta yung buhay natin because we lose sight of our purpose. We lose sight of our purpose. And I feel like, you know, just to tie things up and go back and make sure that nakoconnect ko lahat, I guess I just want to share yung passage na 1 Timothy 1 verse 5. So it says that our aim for our charge is love. Love that issues from a pure heart, good conscience, and a sincere faith. So lahat ng itong tatlong bagay na to kung saan nang gagaling yung love niya, it takes time to really work on that. So explore. Ngayon, now is a good time to explore that. Kilalanin mo yung mga tatlong aspects of your humanity, the heart, the conscience, and your faith. And then, boom, you have a beautiful, beautiful purpose that awaits you.
Amen. Amen to that. Sabi ni Phil John, kanina okay naman ako. Ngayon, feeling ko I need to rediscover myself. Sabi niya, pero ang pagkaka-interpret ko dyan, Phil John, brother, no? Na-discover niya na yung worth na meron siya ngayon, meron pa palang mas doon. Dahil may mas nagmamahal pa. May mas may maganda pang plano.
Same, Kuya Phil John. Yeah, same. Diba?
So talagang mapapareflect po, sabi ng mga listeners natin, mapapareflect daw sila. Ate Benny, Kuya Ken, thank you so much. Tell thank us you about po. Your podcast. Sabihan niyo naman kami kung saan namin kayo pwede sundan at saka pakinggan.
Yes! Oh, thank you very much, Direct Matt and Em. Like I said in the beginning of our show, I feel like this episode is intended for anyone who feels limited by technology or by the pandemic. And kahit para sa mga married people, maaaring makabenefit sila dito sa show na to eh. Kasi tell you what, marami kaming mga counselees na supposedly they should be working on a different developmental task na, pero lahat sila bumabalik doon sa identity, kakulangan ng formation ng kanilang identity. And with that awareness, with that wholesale observation na, oo nga, no, ang daming taong pumapasok sa marriage without them even knowing who they truly are, kaya nagkakaroon ng mga problema, doon kami tumutugon. So doon naman namin naisip ni Kuya Ken yung, you know, producing this show, being Together podcast, a show that would promote individuality and togetherness in marriage na mapapakinggan sa
Spotify and Apple and Google, no?
Right. So that's the impetus of our show. Ano, para naman ito sa mga taong may kinakasama, may gustong kasamahin, or may kinasama, aray, oo. At para matulungan silang makilala din ang kanilang sarili, who they are, and who they are in the context of relationship and marriage.
Yes. Siguro, Direk, lastly, no, maganda sundan lang din nila kami sa aming Facebook page, no? Yung pangalan nito ay Ken Benny Guillermo. So, yan. Hopefully, mag-benefit din sa kanila, lalo na sa mga couples, yung ating podcast.
Maraming salamat, Kuya Ken and Ate Benny. I'm sure, guys, no, if you're listening and narinig nyo kung saan nyo mahahanap sila Kuya Ken and Ate Benny, I am sure that if you listen to them, you will be blessed and meron kang mapupulot na wisdom na pwede mong i-apply, hindi lang sa buhay, sa relationships mo, at saka sa faith mo rin. No? Yeah, we're so blessed to have them tonight. You are listening again to the Grow Deep Podcast. If you want to follow the Grow Deep Podcast, you can find us on Instagram. Just go to growdeep.podcast and give us a follow on Spotify and Apple iTunes podcast. Marami pang mga episode na ganitong paparating. And this is just another healthy Monday night. Kaya kung kasama namin kayo ngayon, I'm sure that there's a lot of things that you can share to your friends. Huwag kayong magsawa na i-share itong episode na to. I-tag niyo yung mga kaibigan nyo. At bakit hindi, magkapi-kapi kayo habang naka-Zoom at pag-usapan nyo kung paano kayo natulungan at paano kayo natulungan mabuti na ma-discover at maalam ng lalong-lalo pa yung self-worth nating lahat. So thank you again for joining us. Ako si Matthew, kasama ko si Kuya Ken, Ate Benny, at saka syempre si MM. See you again sa next episode natin. Bye-bye!
Bye, guys!